Yeah, thanks for giving me the floor, and good morning, everybody. And thanks for this presentation. So as regards the two questions which you pointed out, I think the right ones, I'll probably give two answers to it. So the first one, I think there should be, well, nothing wrong in having this kind of discussion also within GRVA. If there is a request by contracting parties, by participants, to have such kind of discussion. So this as a first one to your question. And the other one is, well, the concept of and where to discuss it. I've seen the terms of reference proposed here, and I think the only concern I'd have would be the point number 13, because this really gets into touch and into conflict probably with the OTS with the CS OTA group, because it's dealing with future amendments of regulation 155 and 156, and we think if this is the plan, this is something which should happen within these groups, 155, 156, or in the CS OTA group, and not in a different group. However, if this is a group proposing guidelines, doing some reflections on what is available, still we think there might be nothing wrong in doing it and also doing it underneath the GRVA. However, one might discuss and ask if an informal working group is the right concept and if this is needed or if this is not more related to kind of a task force, which would be maybe the more appropriate concept or activity to deal with that. Still, you can have terms of reference and a proper scope, so there's nothing wrong in having a good scope and a plan of activities for a task force, although mandatory it's only for an informal working group. But probably if it is about guidelines and not about setting up a new regulation in first place, I think the activity might be more appropriate to be dealt with within the task force. So that's about our position on that. Thanks.